Another story we're going to hear more about this morning too, Vaughn, is this the breakdown in talks with the government and their own lawyers.
Yeah, so the government's own lawyers, about 300 of them, have been trying to form their own bargaining unit, their own union, and they were in fact in front of the Labor Relations Board seeking to do that. The government, to some degree, ambushed them, the New Democrats, with a bill that essentially would have forced the lawyers into an existing union, the Professional Employees Association. So they'd have been in with foresters and engineers and physiotherapists and other groups like that. And the lawyers want their own union, and they made the argument that, you know, the NDP has always stood for the right of workers to unionize. They tried to embarrass the government on that bill that the government brought in, Bill 5. BC Federation of Labor backed the lawyers and said to the New Democrats, reminded the New Democrats of what New Democrats have always stood for. So the government was a bit shamed, Simi, and they stood down the bill. They didn't withdraw it completely, but they said, we won't call it for debate. We won't proceed with it. Let's talk. Well, yesterday, the Lawyers Association announced that the talks have broken off, that essentially the talks weren't going anywhere, that in the view of the Lawyers Association, Simi, the government's position was our way or the highway, and the lawyers don't see any basis for negotiating on that.
Right, because the key here is that they want their own union. They don't want to be in an umbrella union.
That's right. They want their own union. And the government's main argument against letting them do that. Like, why would an NDP government try to stop this?
Well, this is what I wonder still. Yeah.
It's kind of bureaucratic, but it's structural too. The government's concern is if they allow the lawyers to form their own bargaining unit, other groups in government will break away from the three existing unions and associations and try to form their own bargaining units as well. Essentially, all the employees of central government belong to just three unions. The big one, the one we know well, is the General Employees Union, the BCGEU. There's the Professional Association. There's a smaller one. So the concern isn't just that, you know, the lawyers will have their own bargaining unit and all the leverage that comes with that, but there's also a concern that it will unravel the existing consolidated bargaining structure in the public sector.
But that's the union's problem. Like, that's for the bigger union to figure out. Because I you know, decades ago, I belonged to a union that was then, you know, we voted to become part of a bigger union or not be part of that big. Like, that's for the people to decide if they're which union they're going to be a part of.
That is the principle they're invoking here, and there is ample evidence that that has always been the NDP's position, that workers get to choose the union they want to belong to, not the employers. So here, they're essentially arguing the opposite. As I said, the BC Fed was out of the gate right away saying, you know, don't enact this bill, talk. And the talks have broken off. So the lawyers voted 97% to take job action if that bill gets called again. It's not clear what happens next. The government could still not call the legislation. They could hold off. The lawyers say, we're open to negotiating on a different basis. In other words, a more open one, not a take it or leave it. And there's always, they could go to arbitration. You could try to find a facilitator who would come in and say, come on, here's how we settle this. I assume Vince Reddy is still taking phone calls. There's another ad for him.
Yeah.
But it may take somebody like that to step in. But it's not especially flattering to the NDP to see them essentially invoking a bureaucratic argument against the right of workers to unionize.
It really isn't. So that's where this stands. It's a bit of a stalemate right now.
Yeah, it is. The release yesterday from the Lawyers Association just put everybody on notice that they're not talking anymore because, as far as they're concerned, there's nothing to talk about. Hanging out there is the possibility of job action, but it's partly up to the government whether or not they want to proceed with this bill or try some other way to sort this out.
All right. Well, actually, we're going to be speaking with them a little bit later. So, Vaughn, thank you.
Bye-bye, Simi.